Praise the Lord.
我们在预演天上的敬拜，有一天，神在我们当中，我们生命的主在我们当中，我们甚至要跪下来俯伏敬拜，那是何等庄严伟大的场面！
So one day we are going to be at the presence of the Lord and bow down and worship Him in such a majestic view.
所以我们今天就在预演，就在操练，圣灵也在我们当中，他喜悦我们这样。
So think of it, this day is like a rehearsal, and the Holy Spirit is with us and to help us.
谢谢我们的诗班哈，啊，他们的努力。
Thank you, choir, for your endeavor.
谢谢许师母这多年的一直的服侍来带领我们的诗班。
And thank Mrs. Xi for her leadership in to cultivate the choir.
我想在这里跟弟兄姐妹们来说哈，这是很好的时候，圣诞节快乐。
So I'd like to greet you, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. 这离我们传统的新年哈也很近了。其实我们也可以加上新年的问候。华人传统的新年的问候都是什么呀
？So it's also close to the New Year, and so Chinese people love to say some you know, nice greetings.
我说两个哈，万事如意，幸福安康。
So hopefully everything is according to your will and health and wealth to you.
但是大家也知道哈，在这样的时代，这样的问候并不容易。
So in this type, in this kind of environment, the world that we're in, this kind of greeting is kind of difficult to do.
如果你在关注政治，关注美国明年的选举
，If you are looking at what's happening in the world, the next year coming the election.
如果你看到现今世界战争的危机，然后再展望下一年的经济。
The stories about wars and next year what will happen to economy.
那就像我们前几周读的以赛亚书似的，新旧都跳动，好像林中的树被风吹动一样。
Just like the scripture we read last week, the hearts were shaken, like the trees in the forest were shaken by the wind.
是的，在这个世界，我们有很多的不确定，我们有很多的担心和忧虑。
Yes, we have a lot of concerns and worries in this world.
那这个两千年前降生的耶稣，我们生命的主，如何在面对这个世界的难处，给我们今天人生的智慧呢
？So facing all these difficulties, this baby that was born 2,000 years ago, how can he give us the wisdom that we're seeking?
我们还要来读以赛亚书哈。我们打开以赛亚书，我们从第九章要读到一至七节。Isaiah.
So we're going to turn to a book of Isaiah, chapter 9. We're going to read it from verse 1 to 9.
对，我们对，我们先从第一节到第五节，我们先读中文哈，然后庞导来再读，带我们读英文。
So we're going to read it in Chinese first, and then we'll read it in English later.
Yeah. 中文，以赛亚书九章一节，我们开始读。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利的地被藐视。后来却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利利得着荣耀在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们你使这国民繁多加增他们的喜乐他们在你面前欢喜好像收割的欢喜像人分乳物那样的快乐因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖被你欺压他们人的棍你都已经折断了好像在米甸的日子一样战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲并那滚在雪中的衣服都必作为可烧的当作火柴我们先读到这里先英文
Okay, so Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 says that in the past that he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy.They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, every warrior's boot. used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
然后我们再看最后两节，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶华的热心必成就这事。
Verse 6 and 7, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
来，我们低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，就愿你的圣灵来引领我们，引领我们下面的时间，愿我们明白你的话语。
May your spirit lead us in the following time. Help us to understand.
啊，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，这是以赛亚在公元七百多年前的预言。以赛亚是以色列的先知，所以这是在旧约的圣经四本大先知书中的一本。那是以色列正面临亡国的危险。
And this the passage was just read. The book of Isaiah has written 700 years before the birth of Christ. And at this time, the people of Israel was facing the possibility of the subjugation of the country.
所以我们可以看到经文是这样描述的：那时的人们在黑暗中行走，住在死荫之地。
So in verse 2 says that people walk in darkness and living in the land of the shadow of death.
士兵拿起刀枪，然后他们穿戴盔甲，带着满身的血污，然后战惊绝望，预备继续战斗。
And verse 5 says every warrior's boots used in battle and every garment rolled in blood. This is a picture of a battle, but in a desperate that they know that they cannot win.
但是情况发生了变化，阳光出来了，不再黑暗。
But something happened. The light has come. The sun is rising.
和平到来了，永远不再需要刀枪和盔甲。
And then the peace has arrived, and then there's no more war.
这些当作火柴，作为可烧的。
And all these garments, boots, weapons, they turn into fuel.
他们所负的重轭和肩头的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，都已经折断了。
And the yoke that was burdened on them, the bar across their shoulders, they were all shattered.
敌人被消灭，他们开始收割战利品，然后充满了收割的欢喜和快乐。
And then the enemy is gone, and then they're dividing the plunder, and they were like in the harvest of joy.
原因在哪里呢？
So what's the reason?
九节六节开始的告诉我们，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
That's because verse 6 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, government will be on his shoulder.
以赛亚书是新约圣经引用最多的旧约的经文，也是旧约对耶稣预言最多的一本书。
Isaiah is the most quoted book in the New Testament, and this book also has the most prophecy about the coming Messiah.
以赛亚预言了圣诞节的这位婴孩，上帝的儿子，耶稣基督的到来，未来将给世界带来的变革。
And this prophesied baby in the Christmas time is the coming king that's going to change the whole world.
一个完美的领袖将带给我们最终和平的国度，彻底永恒解决人类一切的冲突和问题。
And this perfect leader is going to resolve all the conflict that humanity has, and he's going to bring peace to us.
世界崇拜强权，然后以实力来说话。
The world really worship power and strength.
但是呢，上帝的儿子耶稣却道成了肉身，经历了人生一切的痛苦，自己卑微，取了奴仆的形象。
But Jesus, on the other hand, is born humbly and without power, and then with just and come as to help to save us.
就是这样一位诞生的婴孩，他凝视着世界，他将消灭人的骄傲。
And he gazed at the world that he is going to save, and he is going to destroy the pride that's in our heart.
他要拯救在痛苦中的人类，然后赐给人完全不同于这个世界的智慧。
And then he's going to save those of us that's in pain and suffering, and also give us a different understanding about the wisdom.
这位婴孩，他与我们每个人相关，他不仅是犹太人的弥赛亚。
And this baby is going to be is related to all of us. He's not just the Messiah of the Jews.
虽然先知讲这话的时候，他不明白。
When Isaiah wrote this, he really didn't understand.
但是从新约圣经的启示的角度看，他是赐给我们整个人类的，为着你和我。
And then, but through the New Testament revelation, that we know that this is something that has been given to us that we all will be knowing.
我们现在要来看看他是如何来赐给我们的。
So let's see that how is this been given to us?
我们需要来看第一点，何等样的君王。
So what kind of a king is he?
政权必担在他的肩头上。
The government will be on his shoulders.
那我们知道基督徒的信仰，它是解决我们的内心道德，然后里边的情绪。
We know that our Christian faith is to help us in our heart to resolve the morality and emotions.
Yeah. 那信仰从我们的心入手，这是没错。
And then our faith is into our heart. That is true.
但是这里要我们看到另外一个很重要的一面，就是一个国度要被建立。
And but then we see a different perspective is that a kingdom is going to be established.
这个国度要放在这个婴孩的身上。
And this government will be on this baby's shoulder.
我们知道一个政府一个国家的领袖决定着一个国家的未来。
We know that the leader of the country will determine the fate of the country.
在这个时代我们正急需伟大的领袖。
And we are waiting for the coming of the leader.
这里我们看到怎么样的啊这样的一个领袖的名称，他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
And he has a name that is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting prince of peace.
所以这里提到这位君王的称号。
And that is his title.
Yeah. 那我如果有人知道哈，乾隆皇帝的全称是高宗大孝文宣皇帝。
Okay. So Qing Dynasty, there's a Qianlong Emperor. He has a title, 高宗大孝文宣皇帝。Six words.
还有一个谥号，有十几个字的，更长的哈。
There's more. There's one more. That's a very more.
我就不读了哈。那很多的君王都有很长的称号，这些称号会记录君王的他的功献、他的德行、他的事迹。
And the title actually is to describe what he has done, the contributions and achievements of this emperor.
那我们看到这个婴孩的称号哈，是以奇妙开始。以君王结尾。
But this child that we're going to reading is that he starts with a wonderful, but ends with a prince.
所以我们先要来看这样的一个奇妙测试。
So let's first look at the title, Wonderful Counselor.
即使最伟大的时刻还没有到来，但是你可以感受到他的奇妙，他的国度的治理已经开始。
We have not seen the full realization of his wonders, but we have seen a little bit.
当你看到有些人因着相信奇迹般的摆脱了毒品和酒精的生活，然后恢复了正常的生活，这不奇妙吗
？We have seen that some people is because of Christ that they have sorry, this is distraction. I'm gonna wait. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Because being a translator, I have to be focused. This is distraction. Sorry about that. 你可以再讲一次吗？
有些人因着相信，然后就摆脱了毒品和酒精的生活，这不奇妙吗
？Yeah, so it's a wonder that some people is got out of the addiction, the drugs and alcohol, and because of the coming to the faith.
岔开一点哈，我曾经给麦牧师翻译在中国哈，我知道那是甚至比麦牧师还要累，因为那是要100%的专注。
这个用翻译吧，
稍一分心我就没法翻译了哈。对的，可以理解。好，我们继续哈。
嗯，
当你看到无数的残疾还有被遗弃的儿童被基督徒收养，中国有多少儿童被美国的基督徒收养，他们哪里来的这样的爱心呢？
And so there are so many children that was with a disability and forsaken. A lot of Christians they will come and adopt them. Why?
然后你看到那些服侍基督的人们哈，他们本来有更好的时间休息娱乐，但他们却愿花上时间、金钱和生命的代价。
And then many of the Christians they have time to relax and to enjoy, but then they will spend the time to really to serve and then pay a price to love the people.
他们去探访生病的人，去探访有需要的人，甚至去到远方，去到洪都拉斯去宣教。
So and they will visit the hospital. They will help people in need. They will even go to faraway countries like Honduras.
那我们会惊奇，他们哪里来的这个爱
？So where is the love that they have in their heart?
你可以看到，来到教会的人们带着忧愁，却带着平安和喜乐离去。
And some people come to the church with worried, but then when they leave, they have the peace and joy.
他们在教会热切地学习圣经，然后欢喜赞美神，这发生了什么呢
？So then they study God's word, and then something happened to them. Really, what happened to them?
我要讲一个真实的故事哈。
So this is a real story.
在2004年，在2006年，有一对夫妻哈，在 FU 读计算机的博士。
There's a between the year 2004 and 2006. There's a couple FAU doctoral.读博士，
对
doctoral degree doctoral candidates in FAU.
那时我们刚刚开始 Living Water 这个活水团契的释放。
And then I was in the student Bible study in FAU.
所以他那时候又参加，然后又来到我们教会。
And so he attended that Bible study and also came to our church.
然后在2015年呢，这对夫妻受了洗。
And then 2015, the couple got baptized.
就是十年之后，然后他们去到另一个地方，他们开始工作，然后他们受洗了。
And then so they went to a different place, and then they served, they were baptized. That's about ten years after the FAU Bible study.
然后更奇妙的是，今年两个不到15岁的儿子也受了洗。
And then wonderfully, that their son, 15-year-old sons, they were also got baptized.
这个对我也对我们每一个服侍 FU 学生的这样的一个弟兄姐妹是莫大的鼓舞。
And they really encouraged me and also those of us that served in the FAU Bible study. It was a huge encouragement.
我们其实做得很早，我们撒下福音的种子，但是这个种子谁让它发芽生长，这不奇妙吗
？And then we spread the seed of the gospel. Whoever going to water it and grow it in, we never know.
我想说的是，这个家庭今天就在我们当中。
And we know that this family is among us today.
等会儿如果他愿意介绍的话，他就会告诉我们哈。
If he will introduce himself, then we will know who he is.
我们要看到的，耶稣他不是政客，也不是这个世界的君王。
He is not a politician. He is not a king of this world.
他没有政府的权力，没有军队为他调遣，他没有金钱、没有财富和势力来笼络人心。
He does not have a power. He does not have an army. He does not have money to really mobilize the people.
但是他却是这个世界最伟大的人物，已经有无数的人开始跟随他。
But he is the greatest person because of so many people following him.
所以基督的王国已经开始在人的心里边。
So the kingdom of Christ has started already on earth.
所以我们看到耶稣基督他是谁，以及他为我们所做的一切，让我们充满惊奇。
So who he is and what he has done really just amaze us.
然后你也会看到，世人描述基督徒生活的电影，往往是智库人的宗教、灰色的画面、扭曲的人性，充满了压抑。
A lot of movies that would describe a Christian life is a very propaganda, and then they just paint a very gray picture.
Yeah, 人在那里边没有喜乐，没有自由。
There's no joy, no freedom.
所以那是他们对基督徒信仰的歪曲，也是门外汉肆意的描述。
But this is the outside people that really try to describe something they don't understand.
那真正认识耶稣基督的，他总会让他的心灵和思想因着他充满惊奇。
And then, but for those of us that's in Christ, we will allow God to change us to really we're just awestruck.
并且他一定要把他的配偶、把他的爱女、把他父母都带到耶稣基督的面前，让他们认识他。
And because they were benefited, they want to pull their family and everyone to know this Jesus.
所以他们在其中肯定是得了奇妙、得了喜乐的满足。
Because they have received this wonder, and then they have this joy they want to share.
奇妙的测试可以理解为奇妙的谋士或者非凡的计谋者。
So this wonderful counselor can also be kind of explained as an extraordinary strategist.
那在人类的起初呢，撒旦呢披着蛇的面具。
So in the beginning, we know that the Satan masked himself as a serpent.
然后他来狡猾的来劝告女人，要她摘下分别善恶树上的果子，然后他自己就可以跟上帝一样了。
And schemingly that he would ask Eve to take the fruit, and then she would be like God.
所以就是这样的一个极其邪恶的阴谋者，把人类带向了灾难。
And this is an evil conspirator actually kind of led us to the path of destruction.
那今天一位非凡的谋士又要把我们带回天家上帝的身边。
But this the extraordinary strategist that is going to lead us to a different path back home to God.
我们的人生充满了危险，我们需要这位奇妙的谋士把我们带向永远的福祉。
And we know that this world is full of crises, and we need this strategist to lead us.
所以耶稣基督他是你人生最好的朋友和辅导员。
So he is the best friend, he's the best counselor that we can have.
我们再看下一个称呼，全能的神。
So next is Almighty God.
他是一切受造的物的神，是在天上掌权的荣耀的上帝。
He is the creator of all things, and he's the one that holds the power in heaven and earth.
他不是普通的神明，他是独一的、唯一的上帝。
He's not an ordinary God. He's the one and only God.
是圣父、圣子和圣灵三位一体的真神，除他之外没有真神。
This God is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the triune God, three in one, and besides him, there is no real God.
那我们可以看到，如果基督不是神的儿子，不是上帝的话，
If Christ were not the Son of God,
他的死就远非满足上帝公义的需要，就没有足够的分量来代替人的罪。
And his death will not be able to satisfy the demand of sin.
实际上是代替所有人的罪。
His death is for everyone, the whole humanity.
如果耶稣不是上帝，他的死就远非满足向世人慈爱的表达。
And then if he were not God, then his death would not satisfy the demand of love.
上帝以他自己的死代替世人的罪，死在十字架上，这就是他的大爱。
So God himself took on the death of all the humanity's sins, and he died, and this is the result of his greatest love.
那全能的上帝意味着他是宇宙和一切生命的创造者，他赋予生命目的和意义。
Because of this Almighty God, He is the creator of all creation, all life, and He gives life to every one of us.
你的喜乐和满足跟你生命的目标意义是相关的。
And then your joy connects to your life, your purpose, and the meaning of life.
那意味着你唯一找到你的上帝，你的人生才可能最终的喜乐和满足。
So when you find this God, this Creator, then you will be fulfilled.
他无所不知，无所不能，无处不在，超越时间和空间。
He is he's all present, all powerful, and he is beyond, he's transcendent of all the time and space.
然后拥有绝对的善良与公正。
And he's absolute good and justice.
这超越我们的理性，对不？
And this is beyond our rational understanding.
如果你拿起一个蚂蚁来观看，
So if you pick up an ant,
你从蚂蚁的视角来观察人类，
And then when the ant look at the humans,
你可以想象你像蚂蚁一样微小的人可以把上帝，伟大的上帝研究明白吗？
And then can we really just like the ant be understand the totality of God?
所以你不要期待你自己可以搞明白。
So don't expect that you can figure out yourself.
人能够认识这位上帝，唯有他亲自道成肉身，并且借着圣经来启示给我们。
He can only show us that who he is through the revelation in a form of a human.
所以我们在这里，我们不是把自己的经验向你们传讲，我们按照圣经也进入到他的伟大的经历来与你们分享。
So this is not just explaining what we know our experience, but through the scripture that our experience will be explained to you.
当你读以赛亚书哈，上帝在那个时代的预言。
So when we read the book of Isaiah, the prophecy at that time,
啊，包括亚述，包括巴比伦，包括埃及的命运。
So we saw the prophecy about the nation of Syria, Babylon, Egypt.
都一一应验，并且南国犹大和北国以色列的王国。
They're all being fulfilled, and even to the nation of the Israel and Judah.
还有包括他们何时复国。
When the nation will be restored.
所以看起来这么一个弱小的民族，这个以色列根本没有复国的可能，但是历史就发生了。
But this is such a weak ethnic group that they have no hope of a restoration, and then it just miraculously their nation was restored.
今天你可能对中东的冲突有很多的意见和想法。
You may have a lot of opinions about what's happening in the Middle East.
但是你如果读圣经的话，你就知道上帝已经在那里都告诉你了。
But then, if you read the Bible, the scriptures has already told you what's going to happen.
那里为什么要冲突？以色列为什么要在那里？
So why is Israel there? Why are the nations is fighting against Israel?
然后这个冲突最终何时可以能够解决
？And then when this conflict will be resolved?
都写在圣经其中了。
All in this book.
所以以赛亚书充满了对耶稣的预言，出生、受难、死亡都一一应验了。
So Isaiah has all the description about Jesus' birth, his life, and his resurrection, his death.
谁可以在历史还没有发生之前就把它都写下来呢
？And then So who can write this even before they has been fulfilled?
这就是这位全能的上帝，他说有就有，命立就立。
And this is coming from Almighty God that His word He spoke it and then it has come.
然后历史正按照他的应许前行。
And then the history is going according to His plan.
耶稣被带到犹大人的公会面前，被指控亵渎上帝。
And when Jesus was brought accusation of blasphemy before the Sanhedrin,
为什么呢？因为他自称为上帝的儿子，他们正是根据这一指控要判处耶稣死刑。
Because they believe he is blasphemy because he called himself the Son of God.
在历史上，有谁可以面对死亡默不作声，然后还仍然可以这样宣称呢
？So who can face when they face death and they still claim that they are the Son of God?
穆罕默德、释迦牟尼、老子、孔子，他们都不这样宣称。
Muhammad, Buddha, Laozi, and then Confucius, they never claim such.
因为他们知道他们自己不是上帝。
Because they knew that they're not Son of God.
所以神的儿子为你降生，为你而死，这令人惊奇，这是无法测度的爱。
And then because Jesus came and then was born for you, and this is out of his greatest love.
为什么这样呢？这里描述他的另一个称呼为永在的父。
And that's because he's another title, the everlasting father.
全能的上帝可以和你我毫无关系。
This powerful God has nothing to do with us.
他有他的伟大。我们有我们自己人生的痛苦。
He can have his greatness, but we still be in suffering.
所以这里强调他是我们天上的父亲。
But here it tells us that he is our heavenly father.
使徒行传讲到他从一本召出万族的人，让他们住在全地上。
Book of Acts says that from one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole world.And he determined the time and set for them and the exact places where they should live.
如果你打开圣经的话，创世纪第一页就是讲到人是按照上帝的形象造的。
Genesis chapter 1, beginning of the book, it says that we were made in the image of God.
并且是在创造万物和宇宙的最后一天创造了人类。
And then God created us on the last day of the creation.
那是他创造的高峰。
Because that's the climax of his creation.
耶稣他自己他是神的儿子，是作为但是作为三位一体的上帝呢，他看我们人类是为他的儿女。
Because even Jesus being the Son of God, when he sees us, he sees us as the children of God.
所以这个称呼也用在耶稣的身上，永在的父。
So this title, Everlasting Father, is also a title for Jesus.
我们读到马太福音，可以看到父对我们的这样的一个爱护哈。他说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收。”也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Remember that Jesus said this to us, It said, do not worry. I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear, is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you not much more valuable than they?
所以这里讲到上帝这位父亲如何看重我们，他是借着这个地球的这个丰富的资源的环境来供给人类。
And this we can see that God loves us, values us, and He's provides us through all the abundant resources on earth.
他也在我们每天的生活中掌权。
And then He also directs our path in our life.
这世界上哈有许多君王也称他们是自己百姓的父亲。
There are a lot of people call themselves, a lot of leaders say that they are the father of their nation.
但是他们的父亲的身份只具有暂时性，也不真实。
But it's so temporal, and sometimes it's really fake.
然后世上众多的神职哈，没有神职要称为人类的父亲。
But there's no God name. God name will call themselves as a father to their followers.
但是上帝呢，他不但这样称呼他自己，也这样道成肉身来到这个世界。
But our God not only calls himself a father, he also came to earth to be one of us.
他来到这里是为了寻找迷失的你。
Because he wants to seek and find those who are lost.
这让我想起哈，在中国常发生的小时候儿女被拐骗的事件。
That reminds me of in China, there's many situations that kids were get kidnapped.
所以有的父亲就十年、二十年、三十年、四十年在寻找自己丢失的儿女。
And then the father will try to find this lost child 20, 30, 40 years.
也看到他们团圆的场面是何等的感人。
And then when he found them, and then that reunion was just bring tears to our eyes.
那圣经描述的那位寻找浪子回家的父亲。
And the Bible tells us that this God, who's a father, he tried to find these prodigal sons and daughters.
他可是寻找了几千年，他还没有放弃啊。
He still looked for us even thousands of years.
在基督徒的信仰中，你想经历这样一位伟大的父亲。
So to us to experience such a wonderful God.
你有全能的父亲，最有智慧的父亲，和牺牲爱你的父亲。
And this father who is who full of love and then the wisdom,
也还为你牺牲
and then to also sacrifice for yourself.
然后他还是一位君王
and yet he is still the king.
所以这里讲到和平的君
so he's also has the title of a prince of peace.
这是这里的称号的这样的一个高潮的表达
and it is the climax of his title.
他是哪一样的君王呢
so what kind of king is he?
他是一位为了和平来到人类当中，并且要建立永远和平的君王。
He came for peace. He is going to establish peace forever.
那最近呢，我就看到一则新闻哈，这是标题是这样子的，不知道是不是标题党哈，你看就知道。世界加速走向集体失控，这个世界到底怎么了
？So, I saw a news title. It says that what's wrong with this world? We are accelerating towards a collection.Loss of control.
这个新闻中列出了这么几个事件。
And then the news lists a couple of bullets.
胡塞武装攻击以色列的商船，并且美英法逆组织多国海军进行护航。
So the Houthis is try to destroy the commercial ships for Israel. And then the Great Britain and America, they're the navies try to protect the ship.
那我们可以看到半岛局势紧张哈，朝鲜连续发射导弹
，and then also North Korea they have missiles，
一枚短程导弹，一枚洲际导弹。
It's a short range missile, one short range missile and one intercontinental missile。
然后德国在二战后首次跨境驻军，在立陶宛永久部署一支5000人的装甲旅。
So Germany is the first time since World War II that has stationed their army in Lithuania, about 5,000 armed brigade.
芬兰向美国正式开放空军基地、海军基地等15个区域。
And Finland has requested U.S. officially to provide 15 areas for the air base, air force base, and for navy base.
全球的冲突正在进一步加剧。
So the conflict of the world is accelerating.
战争离我们并不遥远。
So the war actually is very close to us.
我是在战争的恐慌中长大。
So I grew up in the crisis of wars.
大家记不记得1979年中越战争？
Remember in 1979 the Sino-Vietnam war?
那时我11岁。
I was 11.
住在中国的东北。
I lived in the northeast area of China.
但是我却准备打仗。
So I was ready to go to war.
为什么？
Why?
整个中国北方挖地道广积粮预备跟苏联打仗。
So the Vietnam is Soviet.
Russia,
okay. Yeah, so because I was in the northeast, so at that time that region has to be prepared with a war with the Soviet Union at that time. And so we have to dug trenches and ration the food.
因为那时候越南跟苏联来结盟嘛哈。
So at that time Vietnam and Soviet USSR was their allies coalition.
然后那时候我家里就开始存粮食了，存了很多饼干。
So we actually store a lot of food. We collect a lot of cookies, 干粮。
然后我记得我小时候很好玩的一个地方是防空洞。
So the my favorite place was the dugout.
然后有一天说是要军事演习哈啊。就是要拉响警报。
So there was a practice for the air defense alarm.
其实不是啊，就是说要大家时刻，演习已经过了，我们就知道，就警报真的拉响了。
So this is actually was practice, but right after practice, the real thing came.
我哥就喊我出来，说警报拉响了，我们该怎么办
？So my brother came and said, "Okay, this is real. What do we do?"
那是我十一岁啊，我别说怎么办了，我的两腿都发抖。
And then I was 11 o'clock, and then my legs were shaken.
你看这个国际形势哈。中苏和好了，又争斗，然后今天又和好。
And then, if you look at the world, you see the China and Soviet, and then they fought, they reconciled, they fought again.
然后中美呢？中美打完了又和好，今天又要预备争斗。
So China and U.S. they fought, they reconciled, now probably a fight again.
28年前我来到美国哈，这是一个最好的国家。
I came to this country 28 years ago. I think that this country is great.
那时候在我看来，这就是人间天堂。
I thought that this is the like heaven on earth.
但是现在呢，情况在快速的发生变化。
But now this country is also going through some changes very very fast.
聪明的人呐，你预备粮食、储备粮食了吗
？So if you're smart, you need to do the dugout and collect collect the rations of food.
你已经预备购买枪支保卫你的家园了吗
？Buy guns and then protect your families.
现在我在想，我是否要预备一个太阳能的发电机
？Or should I go buy a solar powered generator?
我们在哪里去可以找到一个平安的家园呢
？So where can we find this home of peace?
但是今天，这位和平的君王他已经发出应许。
But this Prince of Peace has already proclaimed.
他要彻底解决人类的冲突。
He is going to resolve the conflict once and for all.
所以第七节我们要来看到，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
So verse 7 says that of increase of his government and peace there will be no end.
他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
And he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.
从今直到永远。
Yeah. Over his throne.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
下面呢
Yeah.
Establishing, upholding with justice and righteousness from the that time on and forever.
Yeah. 所以今天以色列呢，他还在等候这位弥赛亚，但是耶稣基督已经第一次来到这个世界。
Nation of Israel is still waiting for their Messiah, but we know that Jesus has already come.
所以按照家谱呢，他是大卫的后裔。
So by genealogy, he is the descendant of David.
所以这里讲，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
So he will be sitting on the throne of King David.
完成旧约他对大卫家的应许。
And then to fulfill the Old Testament promise about the sitting on the David's throne.
神的话语不会落空。
So God's word will not fail.
所以他早就定了这个计划，并且向着这个计划来前行。
And he already established the plan, and then the plan is in progress.
所以这里讲到，他的政权与平安必加增无穷， 从今直到永远。
Says that the government and peace will be no end.
那世界上哈最长的这样的一个王朝哈是埃及的法老王朝，大约有3000年左右的时间。
So if you look at our human history, that about 3,000 years of a dynasty, that is the Pharaoh's dynasty.
罗马共和国和罗马帝国加起来不到1000年。
So Roman Republic and the Roman Empire, if you add them up, is about 1,000 years.
中国的周朝是最中国最长的朝代啊，总共是791年。
So in China, the Zhou Dynasty was longest, about 700 years.
790 years.
所以
他总共传了37位王。那中国的春秋战国就是那个年代。
And about 37 emperors. And then during that time, there's also we called the period of a warlord.
然后大英帝国不到200年。
So the Great Britain Empire, less than 200.
然后我们今天的美国也还不到，也就200多年。
About United States, about 200.
所以你看到人世间没有永恒的国度。
There's no kingdom that is last forever.
很多人认为啊，这届的美国总统可能已经把很多的事情搞砸了。
You may think that you know the current president has did mess up a lot of things.
所以我们很期待下一次的选举，一位伟大的总统的到来。
So we hope that the next president will make things right.
那我们总是在这样的期待当中。
So we are continuously in this hoping phase.
即使一位好的总统最多只能8年，然后呢？
Even if the best president only 8 years, and then what?
充满了未知数。
So there's so many unknown, so much of unknown.
人类去哪里去找这最完美的、可以人人敬仰的、可以终身尾随的领袖呢？
So where can we find this perfect that everyone will respect and that will forever that will be the best presidents for us, the leaders for us?
这里讲到以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
And she will establish and upholding it with justice and righteousness.
人类一个重要的问题就是公平和公义。
The problem we have is about justice and righteousness.
小到家庭，大到国家之间的交往，都需要公平和公义。
We need a justice and righteousness small from our home and big to our country.
如果每个国家都以自己的国家利益至上，或者说我以我个人的利益至上，世界有哪里可以没有争斗呢？
So if we just be focusing on our own interests or our nation's interests, then you can, then there will be they you then you know that there will be conflicts.
所以公义和公平永远在强权的手里。
So justice and righteousness actually is always in those who is in power.
永远不是弱势群体可以得到的。
It's not something that the someone that's weak that will be able to obtain.
然后战争就是永远摆脱不了的手段。
And the war is always a method to resolve this kind of conflict.
所以人类去哪里寻找这样的和平的国度？不再有战争和痛苦呢？
So where can we find such a prince of peace that without wars?
所以只有那位道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Only the one, the word that has become, become flesh, Jesus.
他有这个能力和智慧。
He has the power and wisdom.
他带来公义和公平。
He will bring the justice and righteousness.
并且到最后的日子。
Until the end day.
他要为这个世界上的王朝和君王画上句号。
And then he will conclude all the empires in the world.
因为他是最后一位君王，也是永远的君王。他以公理和公义来治理这个国度。
He will be the last emperor, and then he will reign with justice and righteousness.
所以这就是这段经文想告诉我们的：他的政权必加增无穷，直到永远。
So that's why the He will establish the justice and righteousness from that time on, and his reign will be forever.
然后最后讲到万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And then it says the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
这样的热心表达，当人类流连往返于一个一个错误之间，并且陷入了罪的这样的一个奴役。
So when we are making one mistake after another, then we are really become a slave of sins.
上帝他绝不会轻忽不管。
Then God will not just not gonna just ignore us.
不，除非他把他们重新带回归向自己，否则他绝不会休息。
And then he will not rest until he will bring everyone, he will bring all his people into his fold.
所以我们的上帝他心里火热，心里焦急。
So our Lord has zeal and he is really concerned about our salvation.
他要大发热心成就这个事情。
And his zeal is going to accomplish this.
他不像一个总统在做竞选宣言时候所说的，我要做到这些这些。
He's not like those politicians and say, you know, yeah, I'm going to do this and that.
他不说大话。
He does not just put the words in, he does not just say it.
他是我们可以信靠的那位上帝。
And Jesus is someone that you can trust his word.
因为他是奇妙的测试，永在的父，和平的君，全能的上帝。
Because he is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
所以他接着我们今天的诗歌，也借着他的这样的一个应许的话语。
And then
他不是让只是让你听听就罢了。
So with the hymns we sang, and with the words that we have read, that he is not going to stop. His zeal is going to accomplish this.
他要你靠上这位上帝。
Because he wants you to depend on him.
他要你信靠他。
Trust him.
他要你接纳他为你人生的救主。
Accept him as your personal savior.
他要成为你生命的主人。
And the Lord of your life.
这在公元两千多年前，两千七百多年前，借着先知就已经告诉我们。
So 2,700 years ago, through the words of Isaiah, he has told us so.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
Because for us a child is born, a son is given.
他为了寻找你来到这个世界，他要把自己赐给你。
He came to this world to seek you. He gave up himself for you.
所以他来到这个世界不是为了旅游。
So he's not here just for traveling.
他不是为了只是装饰点缀这个圣诞节让他看起来更趣味一些。
He's not just here just to decorate to make us very happy.
他本是高高在上的君王。
But he is the God Almighty.
他如此卑微地来到这个世界。
Humble himself to be a baby.
他为要把这个天国的好消息带给你。
Because he wants to let the good news of the kingdom of God to you.
我要除掉你的罪。
To rid of your sins.
并且他要进入你的内心。
And into your heart.
成为你的良友。
And to be your best friend.
成为你生命的主人。
And to the Lord of your life.
所以他呼唤你，向你的心敲门。
So he calls you and knock on the door of your heart.
这是圣诞节最大的礼物。
And this is the best gift of Christmas.
无论我们这里是基督徒，还是正在寻求这位信仰的
Whether you are Christian or you are seekers,
我们在这个圣诞节都要真正的来看待这个礼物。
So on this Christmas season, look up this gift.
并且如果你从来就没有接受这个礼物的
If you have not received this gift,
今天就是最好的机会。
Today is the best time.
一年的结束，新的一年要开始。
End of the year, New Year's coming.
在这个欢庆喜乐的季节
On this celebratory time
为什么不要你的人生在永恒的喜乐祝福当中呢
So why not to bring yourself into the blessings and the joy that God has given to you
所以我今天也再一次带这位生命的主向你发出邀请
So I'd like to on behalf of this the God of the life and invite youto receive this gift.
如果你已经来到教会很久了，也了解了很多。
If you come to the church often and you know a lot,
但你还没有接受他作为你生命的主。
But you have not received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord.
今天就是最好的机会。
This is the best time.
不要拒绝他。
Do not reject him.
你知道有一天当他再来的时候
，Because you know that one day he will return.
就不是拒绝的问题，你根本就没有机会来接受他。
You will not have the opportunity to receive him.
并且我们的人生经历这个疫情，我们遭遇了很多的伤痛。
And then in our lives, in this pandemic, we have some challenges and pain.
你的人生需要一个崭新的开始吗
？Does your life need a fresh start?
需要重新起航吗
？Just sail away freshly?
你绝对需要的。
Because yes, you do need it.
我可以按照圣经按照圣灵的感动和我人生的经历就劝告你这绝对是你今天就需要重新起航的那一位
So I want to urge you with my own experience, with God's word, you do need a fresh start.
所以我邀请你，如果你还没有接受他，今天就做一个决定，接受他作为你生命的救主。
So if you have not received, I'd like to invite you, make the decision today.
不要再犹豫。
Do not hesitate.
上帝，这位婴孩，他道成肉身，他要把最好的给你。
The God became this baby, he wants to give you the best.
相信他的话。
Believe in his word.
也相信我们这里的每一个人的生命的见证。
And believe the testimony that we share.
我们低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
我先要来为还没有相信他的人来祷告。
I want to pray for those who have not received, was not a believer yet.
我催逼你，我以神的恩典和慈爱来催逼你。
So with God's grace, I want to urge you.
你的心里要做一个决定。
That you need to make a decision.
今天就归给他。
And today, give your heart to him.
让他做你生命的主人。
And then let him be the master of your life.
让他更新你的内心，来洁净你。
And to cleanse you.
然后让他来带领你人生的未来。
And to lead you the path ahead.
你如果有感动，那你就请举起手来。
If you decide this, then I'm going to ask you to raise your hand.
我们今天要来为你祷告。
So I want to pray for you.
感谢赞美主，他看到你的举手。
He has seen your hand.
他要带领你。
And he will lead you.
所以我再来第二遍。如果你在我们当中。
And then second is that if you've been with us for a time.
你还没有决定，就请举起你的手。
And then you have not decided, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand as well.
啊，举起手的可以先放下。
And if you have raised, you can put your hands down.
不是我邀请你，
It's not that I invite you,
是这位伟大的上帝来邀请你。
But this Almighty God is inviting you.
他要赐给你一个丰盛的人生。
He wants to give you the abundant life.
像他赐给我，赐给我们每一个基督徒的他的儿女一样。
Just like those that he has given to all his children.
他要赐给你。
He wants to give to you.
如果你愿意，请你举起手来。
If you're willing, then raise your hand.
我们要为你来祷告。
We'd like to pray for you.
谢谢你，你举的手我已经看到了。
Thank you, I've seen it.
还有没有
？Anyone else?
好，我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们为自己的人生来感恩。
We thank you for the life that we have.
因为我们这里，在这里可以朝拜伟大的上帝，那最后和平的君王。
Because we can worship this Prince of Peace.
你把自己赐给我们。
You have given to us yourself.
让我们见到你的荣美。
So help us to see your majesty.
我们也借着今天的诗歌，知道你最终有一天要再来，接我们到永恒的天家当中去。
And in the hymns that we sang, that we know that one day you will return and take us home.
在那里，我们要与你享受永远的福祉。
And then we will be with you.
在那里再也没有瘟疫。
There's no sickness.
也没有战争
，no war，
没有痛苦
，there's no more suffering，
没有眼泪
，there's no more tears。
所以我们今天就赞美你
，so we praise you today。
谢谢你这样的拯救我们
，because you save us such。
我们要把赞美、感恩、一切的荣耀归给你
，and we give all the glory and honor to you。
我们也把在这里，那我们看见有两位，哎，这个新人他们决志要相信你，把自己献给你。
And those that raise their hands, we ask you that you will, we give thanks to you。
可能还有在心里已经举起他们手的。
Some of us just raise their hands in their heart.
主啊，就愿你来悦纳。
So may you accept them.
因为我们按照你的应许来向你祈求。
Because we ask you within your will.
你已经答应。
Because you always promised.
所以你必带领他们进入你的丰盛。
You will lead them into your abundance.
你必保守和看顾他们。
And you will guide their heart.
引领他们继续读你的话语，然后在教会更多的认识你和了解你。
And lead them to read your words and grow in the church.
也要把他们前面人生的各样的挑战都交到在你的手上。
All the challenges we face, we will give that to you.
你与他们同在。
Be with them.
就把他们交托在你的手上。
And then we lift them up to you.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Almighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.